Celebrating presidential permit for Laredo Four-Fifths International Bridge. Texas Border Business, Washington, D.C., U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, R. Texas, and U.S. Senator John Cornyn, R. Texas, released the following statement today after fighting to secure a presidential permit for the Laredo Four-Fifths International Bridge, Bridge Four-Fifths, in Webb County. Upon issuance of the presidential permit, Sen. Cruz said, "I've made securing presidential permits for Texas-Mexico border bridge infrastructure projects a top priority. My bipartisan legislation to streamline the approval process for these bridge projects has now resulted in yet another swift approval for a bridge that will massively increase trade with our neighbor to the south, boost the resiliency of our supply chain, and support good-paying jobs across the Lone Star State. I am proud to have worked with my colleagues to support Bridge Four-Fifths in Webb County, and I am thrilled that they have now secured their presidential permit." Senator Cornyn said, "International bridges are engines to foster greater trade with Mexico and promote economic growth. I am pleased that the permit for the Laredo Four-Fifths Bridge has been approved, which will help increase commerce, bolster our supply chain, and bring more good-paying jobs to hard-working Texans in Webb County and beyond." Judge Tano Tijerina, Webb County judge, said, "For more than 20 years, Webb County has awaited the development of an international bridge. Mexico stands as a vital trading partner, not just for Texas, but for the entire United States. In 2023 alone, $807 billion worth of goods traversed our southern border, affirming Mexico's status as our nation's foremost trading ally. This moment feels almost surreal. After years of dedication, hard work, and perseverance, we are finally witnessing this project come to life. The Four-Fifths Bridge is not merely a structure, it embodies hope, progress, and unity for Webb County and Nuevo Laredo. The community has long awaited this day, and they truly deserve this monumental achievement, and so much more. Change has arrived, bringing with it a renewed sense of possibility. Together, we are moving mountains and breaking barriers, transforming dreams into reality. In this journey, we give all the glory to God, whose guidance and strength have been with us every step of the way. This is just the beginning of a brighter future for our people." This was a bipartisan project where Republicans and Democrats came together to benefit South Texas and the border. It serves as a powerful example of what can be achieved when county, state, and federal entities share a common vision. Glenn Hamer, president and CEO of the Texas Association of Business, said, "For years, the Laredo Four-Fifths Bridge has been a priority project for enhancing and facilitating trade between Texas and Mexico, our largest trade partner. Thanks to the outstanding bipartisan work led by Senator Cruz and Senator Cornyn to streamline the presidential permitting process for cross-border bridge infrastructure projects, the long-awaited approval of the Laredo Four-Fifths Bridge has turned from a dream to a reality. Streamlining the presidential bridge permitting process is the most important effort to advance trade for Texas and the U.S. since the passage of the USMCA, and will result in the creation of thousands of new jobs and billions more in investment for the Lone Star State. We applaud Senator Cruz for his leadership on this important issue that will further solidify Texas as an epicenter for trade, economic growth, and investment in North America." Dennis Nixon, president and chairman, IBC Bank, said, "With this approval, I'm incredibly excited that the Four-Fifths Bridge project can now take the next step towards construction and ultimately to open as an entirely new trade asset and solution for Port Laredo, the largest port in the nation. This magnificent project will advance Port Laredo on the global stage as one of the most important ports in the entire world. After years of work, the sponsors achieved this milestone by being relentless in their pursuit of success, which has clearly been applauded today. This could not have been possible without the dedication of Senator Cruz and Senator Cornyn to the trade communities in the border region and their understanding of the infrastructure needs that are vital to our continued success. Without additional bridges, the trade community would have faced an increasingly dire situation without congestion control, impeding our ability to keep up with the rapid rate of increase in the volume of goods moving across the border. At IBC, we will continue to work with the county, sponsors, and all interested parties to make sure this long-awaited dream becomes a reality. Gerald Schwabel, Executive Vice President, Corporate International Division, IBC Bank said, "What a great moment in history we are living today with the news that the presidential permit for Bridge 4/5 has been granted by the White House. This innovative and transformative port of entry project will become the benchmark of future border ports of entry. This is a great day for Laredo, for Texas, and for the entire North American region. Bridge 4/5 will solidify and strengthen the strategic location of Port Laredo as the premier port of entry of all of North America. We are extremely grateful to Senator Cruz for his leadership and diligent work in a true bipartisan effort with Senator Cornyn, Congressman Cuellar, and others. Senator Cruz showed us that he was not about to wait for projects like these to happen, he made them happen." John D. Esparza, President and CEO, Texas Trucking Association said, "Senator Cruz's victory in securing legislation to streamline the permitting process for Texas-Mexico border bridges is a testament to his effectiveness in Washington. This is precisely the type of no-nonsense, no-frills approach we need because it encourages the further growth and development of job creation in Texas. We appreciate both Senator Cornyn and Senator Cruz's ability to propose and shepherd public policy that directly benefits our state's economy is why we need them to continue to be successful in the United States Senate. Their bipartisan efforts have cleared bureaucratic roadblocks, paved the way for expanded trade and improved supply chain resilience, all while increasing economic opportunities for Texans." Background: before securing this victory for the Lone Star State, Senator Cruz teamed up with Senator John Cornyn, R. Texas, to send a letter to President Biden yesterday urging him to approve the Bridge 4/5 presidential permit application submitted by Southweb Bridge Company in Webb County, Texas to bolster trade with Mexico, improve supply chain resiliency, and create good-paying jobs in Texas. Read the full letter here.